This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, it is Tom Chenault. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. I do hope you're having an awesome, awesome day. Going to have some fun. This is not Adrian. Adrian is with us, but he's in a private studio. We had to sequester him because of COVID-19. Just kidding. We are sequestering him down in San Antonio, Texas, with his family and his in-laws, and that's very, very cool. So we've got Greg Petrie with us. And is it Petrie or Petrie? Petrie. Perfect. We've got Greg Petrie with us. And this guy is like one of my idols. I've been a fan of his for a long time. He doesn't remember the first time we met, but I do. He is a connector of a magnificent level. I mean, just huge. And he's got something called One Business Connection, which is similar to BNI and all that stuff. We've been involved with him for a while now. He and Adrian are doing a bunch of stuff together. Greg, how are you, buddy?
I am really good.
And tell us about you a little bit.
I am from Colorado.
I know you are.
And you're from Colorado.
Correct.
And, yeah, so I grew up in the mountains in Gunnison and went to school up there. And then I went to California for a while and then came back to Colorado and started One Business Connection 23 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. And Patrick Munson introduced us.
I remember that.
Munson was a mess.
I remember and that.
So Munson, if you've ever watched the show Seinfeld, there's that Newman. And whenever I say that's how I say Munson, just like Newman. Because when Munson shows up, something bad usually follows. So that's been just a great experience. He worked for me for a long time. Can't help but like him. And he introduced me to you. So I will be forever indebted. And my son should be completely indebted to me because I introduced you to Adrian. What do you think of Greg Petrie, Adrian?
Excellent short-term recall and pronunciation skills, Tom.
That was thank you very much.
I love this guy, and it has been really fun getting to know him. It's hard for me to believe that you were born in Colorado because you don't even have one of those native stickers on your car, which I thought was like a requirement if you were born here.
Oh, yeah.
But nevertheless,
okay.
You got to get out. I'm going to get you one of those for your birthday. So I love this guy. And he and I have been building a relationship over the last year plus inside of this organization that he has built, which is phenomenal. And what I love about Greg is that he is an advocate for everybody that's in that organization. And he really is going out of his way to create win-wins and create opportunities for all his members. And, you know, there's just something special about what you can do inside of a network group where there's really these strong relationships that, you know, many of them 20 plus years of people that have stayed with you this whole time, Greg. And so I think you're doing some really cool stuff. And I think that it shows that you have put in the work to build this strong foundation.
Yeah. So he grew up in Gunnison, Colorado, and he's lived there forever. And so I started doing a little due diligence because one of our listeners in the world of contact mapping grew up in Sargent's, Colorado, which is my cousin. And so I spent all my summers in Sargent's, which is right by Gunnison. So then I said to Greg, have you ever heard the name Dale Stryker? And he goes, no, I've never heard that name. I go, I think he was a wrestler back when you were in high school. And all of a sudden, he swallowed his cigar because Dale Stryker was like a legend. And all of a sudden, he and I were so connected because he was a wrestler. And he came in second in state twice.
I know.
And he's so badly wanted to. Oh, I know. And his cousin, who you compete with like crazy, his cousin was better and ended up at Western State College and is forever haunted. Poor Greg. So now, do you know Steve Black?
Oh, of course.
Okay, good. Do you know Marcy Predmore?
Of course.
Do you know Michelle Barnes?
I don't.
Oh, no. She's one of your Facebook friends that lives in there. So what you do is you constantly look for connections, everybody, and that's what you're a master of, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing to say something nice about what Adrian and you guys are doing is contact mapping, because it's just another parallel to what I do. track and measure the connections. You know, remember people because they appreciate that and really get to know who they are. And Adrian has created the software that I really like. Now, I've written, you know, this book on how to work by referral. I like to call it how to work by personal introduction.
Right.
Because I really think there's a different energy to it. But I've also written 5 books on this. The other ones haven't been quite edited yet.
So, we only saw 2. We saw...
This is my heart book.
Yeah, came from your heart. We published that on Facebook, said that you'd written this. And this is just coming from your soul, right? What's that about?
Well, you know, that's what I wanted to talk about, right? Because you said I could talk about anything, right?
I know it.
Okay, right now we need more unity in this world, right?
Right.
And so this book is about unity. It's about how do you create peace and contentment and be the person that is always finding common ground with people. Because right now in the world, and I think you all kind of see it, everybody wants to divide. They want to say something that will divide. Why can't we say something that unites? You know, why don't we say things? And that's what this book's really about, how to be peaceful in this world. And one of my favorite authors was a guy by the name of Norman Vincent Peale.
Yeah.
He wrote a book called The Power of Positive Thinking. And he said, there was a chapter in that book that said, a peaceful mind generates power. So when you're in a state of contentment and peace, that's where you can have the biggest impact on this world. And that's really what this book's about.
Are you an alcoholic or a drug addict?
I used to be. No, not really.
No?
No,
I am.
Actually.
I am. And you guys know that. And so every day I go to an AA meeting. I've been doing it for 31 years straight. And inside of that, we walk in the door and there's 40 people in that room. Almost always, give or take 100. It's, you know, they can get real big and get real small. I like to use 40 as the average. All walks of life. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief. Every religion, every sexual orientation, every color, every political party. And for 1 hour, everybody sits down and they fire all that stuff and they just have one common goal, which is to stay sober another day. And there, everything else is excluded. No outside issues. If we could live our life like that, where we turned off all that chatter and all that noise,
right,
and lived inside of what this book stands for, which is fire your brain, hire your heart,
right,
which Adrian has T-shirts and coffee cups for that, and also love like crazy, then love more, and stop figuring out why we're different. And start recognizing why we're alike. Everything shifts, right?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because there's so much commonality. There really is. And all we have to do is be aware of how we talk about it, how we express it, and how we really live it. And I'm writing another book, which kind of goes into what you're just saying. And it's called Stop the Monkey Mind.
Yeah.
Because it really is. It's the thoughts that you think create the division. And so, you know, it's a 4,000-year-old Zen Buddhist concept, but still, it's really what it's all about.
Yeah. You can see this cup.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we believe in that fire your brain, hire your heart at a, I hate the name of your book, Stop the Monkey Mind. I would say, I would call it How to Eliminate Mental Masturbation.
People would sell some copies.
I guarantee.
They would go, hey, I want to know what's in that book.
Yeah, dude, because you just have the wrong definition in your head, of course, of mental. So anyway,
yeah.
So that's what I would tell you to do. So that's just a tip from Tom.
Okay.
All right. I like it. The reason I wanted you on here, and Adrian especially, because Adrian loves this book. The reason we wanted you on, because we've been able to experience the power of your network, even though you've been doing it for a long time. We've only been really close to it for a couple of years.
Right.
But we've gotten really in at a ground floor level of what you're talking about with personal introductions, meeting people eyeball to eyeball, actually getting together with them and creating relationship inside of groups. And you've done a masterful job of it. And we've gotten really a hall pass for contactmapping.com to be able to see what it is you're doing to make us better. Right, Adrian?
Yeah, 100%. And, what it really comes down to is that ability to really get to know somebody, to really build a relationship. And, you know, we could probably talk more about this after this first break, but it's been an interesting last few months of watching you, Greg, as the leader of this organization, navigate that. But I think part of what has kept One Business Connection strong through this whole period of time is the fact that those relationships and those foundations were strong. And so people didn't immediately feel disconnected when they couldn't gather together in person anymore, because there were all these interconnections of nodes of people who had developed relationships with each other that were showing up because they wanted to see each other, because they had these prior friendships and relationships that get developed that then make it easy to do business together. And if you don't have that foundation, it gets, you know, it starts to feel really transactional in a hurry, doesn't it?
Right, right. For a person like Greg and for a person like me, I'm telling you, I think this whole pandemic was somewhat of a gift from God on the relationship side. Because here's what happened. I go to an AA meeting every day at 11th and Kimbark here in town. Same 25 guys around the table telling the same story every day. All of a sudden, that room shut down, and I'm forced to Zoom. I'm going, there's no way in the world that there's going to be an online AA meeting that's worth a darn. Next thing I know, I started one with a guy named Tarzan Campbell from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. We did it for 2 days on my Zoom room. He called me on the phone and said, Tom, clearly you are completely incapable of doing this the right way. He went out and bought the Zoom room. Now this guy's got a 24-hour AA club virtually. And my friends from all over this world, Russia, Argentina, Zurich, Switzerland, Mexico, I'm thinking of all my friends and all people, we're all meeting for AA every morning at 7:30. Right. That would have never happened. And we are all closer now because what we did was we took what was bad and turned it into good, which is what we have to be doing with this entire situation going on up here, right?
Well, you know, and I was going to agree with you because I think, and you can think about it many, many ways, is this is a global reset.
Yeah.
And then you can call it a divine reset. You can call it many things.
It's divine.
And right now we are getting connections in Venezuela, New York City, Canada, all over the world that are being part of a larger global footprint. And that's really what I want to do. Let's unite these people from all different walks of life, all different countries. And we're doing it. We would have never done it if it wasn't for this.
So you've got Joe Blow from Westminster. And Joe Blow from Westminster has his cousin Lucy here from New York.
Right.
She loves 1BC. She goes back to New York. She wants to start a group. 5 minutes into it, she says, this is too hard. I quit. Now you've got Zoom where you can take that woman and you can nurture her. You can bring members from Westminster in there to completely set it up until it's got a life of its own. This thing is a blessing if we let it be, and it's a curse if we let it be. And what we need to do is choose. And that's literally everything to do with this, everybody, whether what business you're in. You're going to have to pivot. A lot of people laid off. It's heartbreaking what's going on out there. But I'm going to tell you one thing right now. Inside of any travesty or calamity, there is opportunity. So all I want to do right now is thank Ted Anderson, Genesis Communication Network, for putting us on all these radio stations all over the world so we can get this message out, because it's important stuff. So we'll be back right after this. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. It's Tom Chenault. I'm here with Adrian Chenault, and we've got our good buddy, Greg Petrie, with us. He's from One Business Connection, and this guy is a rock star. And, you know, we were talking before the break, and we were talking about kindness. And Tony Robbins, I don't know if you guys just saw that he did that huge deal with hundreds of thousands of people doing a 14-day challenge. And our dear friends of the show, Lisa Grossman, Curtis Broom, Angel Fletcher, Sean Murphy, and a bunch of other people decided that they're done with all this noise of hate and divisiveness, and they are up to exactly what he's up to. It's all about kindness. It's all about love. It's all about attraction. And none of that noise has a place, to the point that Adrian Chenault and Rick Nelius, his partner, are completely going to, they're going to insulate us, and we can't even tell you what's happening there yet. But all of us need to understand there is no space in our heads for all this stuff going on. I don't know if it's fake news. I don't know if it's real news. I don't even know if it's news. All I know is it's distracting. It makes me feel yucky to have people saying and doing all this stuff to each other. We don't need it. And there's one way to stop it. And that's outlove everybody. Would you agree?
No, I agree. I think that if people would be less concerned on what's going on with the outer world, and more concerned on what's going on in their inner world,
yeah,
it would heal everything very quickly, because it's a choice inside. You cannot be a crazy, you know, dividing person when you are unified in your own self. You just can't. So go there first.
Make that the, yeah, that's exactly right. And get right with you. And we talk about that all the time. My premise, I was completely backwards in the way that I was doing business forever, until I finally realized I was going to run my life just like I ran my AA program, which meant work on myself, come from love and compassion,
right?
Do that rigorous self-inquiry, find a tribe I can share it with, then learn all the skills. I used to think I needed to learn all the skills first and then become a better person later. Become a better person first. And that Lisa Grossman and Curtis Broom, I just talked about those guys a second ago, randomchatsofkindness.com, random chapsofkindness.com. Go to that site. And this is a timeless deal where nobody gets to say anything bad about anybody. Mm-hmm. Nobody gets to think anything bad about anybody. We give that part up. And all we do is look across that field of sunflowers and not see that one weed. We just see that expanse of sunflowers instead of everybody focusing on the weed out there, whatever it might be. And I love you, Lisa Grossman, for that. I love you, Curtis Broom. And I really love you. I mean, I do. And I'm glad my son and you are becoming much closer because I sense you've got a lot bigger heart than you have anything else. And I like that.
Well, I just believe in your message. The message is unity, unity. And I really do think there are techniques and ideas and things that we can all do on a pragmatic level, which is be very careful how you send out emails. Be very careful how you text people. Be polite. Use thank you. Use, you're welcome. Do things in the way you say things that will not alienate people. Because it's so easy to say, okay, I'm this way and you're that way or whatever. And I think if we make a conscious effort to do this, then we are going to create a movement of people that are full of energy and love and compassion, inspiration. And they do know it all starts with our own selves inside.
And my daughter, you know, she's heavily involved with all that's going on with the protests and all that stuff. And she came to me and said, Dad, I need to have a conversation with you about microaggressions and your sexism and your racism. And I'm going, what the heck are you talking about? But by the time we got into the conversation, it got deep and it got hard and she was right. And I love my kids for being able to teach me that stuff. And Adrian, you can't say the word that I said the other day that you looked at me and you just looked me straight in the eye and said, don't ever say that word again, Dad. And you said it like, don't you ever say that word again, Dad. And it was a word that Dad shouldn't have said. Uh-huh. But what I love about my kids is they're not afraid to tell me to straighten up and fly right. Would you agree with that, Adrian?
Would you agree with that, Adrian?
You
remember that conversation?
We have a special relationship, and I'm really thankful to have a dad that will take feedback from his kids, because not a lot of dads will. And embarking on starting contact mapping together, you and I, you're somebody who's accomplished a huge amount. You're somebody who is the expert and the godfather of the idea behind what our company that we've co-created was about. And I said I want to start this company with you, and but I'm going to be the CEO of it, and so that's going to have to work. But there was a part of me that wasn't entirely sure that I wasn't going to get second guessed at every turn, or whatever. Just because you have every right to have a really strong opinion about everything, and I'm sure I do all things all the time that you go, that's not going to work, but you bite your tongue. And that's a really important thing, whether it's a father and a child relationship or whatever relationship it is, that just because you think you know doesn't mean, I think that's, again, this unity thing. Sometimes the relationship, always the relationship is more important than having to be right in any given conversation in any given moment. And I think that's an important lesson for all of us to learn as leaders and parents and networkers and friends.
We'll go ahead and talk right through the break then. All right, we're coming back right after this. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Top Shelf and my good friend Greg. We'll be right back.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
USA USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States has seen another record-breaking day with over 66,600 new coronavirus cases, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. That's up from the previous daily record of 63,200 and marks the third time in less than a week the country has hit an all-time high for new confirmed infections. The United States has now seen 3.18 million COVID-19 cases and more than 134,000 deaths due to the virus. Parts of the country are scrambling to shut down once again. Bars, restaurants, and the young have made their way into the crosshairs of governors in southern states where the virus is surging. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster issued an executive order to prohibit the sale of alcoholic beverages after 11 p.m.
This executive order will prohibit the sale of alcoholic beverages at all South Carolina restaurants and bars after 11 p.m.
This is USA Radio News. A North Carolina state senator says he's tested positive for COVID-19, the first known public case for a General Assembly member. Senator Danny Britt, a Robeson County Republican, said that he's received the positive test yesterday. Britt, an attorney and National Guard officer, was on the Senate floor earlier this week as the chamber debated bills and cast votes. The full legislature isn't expected to return to work now until September. Nationwide, at least 75 legislatures in 28 states have tested positive for the coronavirus since the start of the outbreak. Five people are dead and more than 40 have been arrested after an early morning hostage situation at a long-troubled church near Johannesburg, South Africa. A statement said police and military responded to reports of a shooting at the International Pentecostal Holiness Church, where they found four people shot and burned to death in a car and a security guard shot in a different car. Six other people were injured. Police say they rescued men, women, and children who had been held hostage and appeared to be living at the church. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault. It's Greg Petrie. It is Adrian Chenault. And it's the Network Marketing and Leadership Show. And this guy's got one business connection, but people are hitting me like crazy on where to buy this book, Be the Backroad Guide to Personal Awakening. And somebody posted a website called tobeistheanswer.com. Is that you?
Yeah. T-O. Tobeistheanswer.com.
Yeah. So you can get it there. Where else can you get it?
But you can get it on Amazon, but you kind of have to put in Backroad Guide to Personal Awakening for some reason.
In Amazon?
For Amazon to pull it up.
Okay, we'll get that noted. But on the radio all over the world, here's what you need to know. The book is called Be The Backroad Guide to Personal Awakening. If you're buying it on Amazon, and if you're just simply going to buy it on the web, to beistheanswer.com. So make sure you go buy this book, because this guy has really put his soul into this book. Not his brain. He put his heart and his soul into it. And those are important things. And I'm telling you what, this thing's got some words in it. It's got some pictures in it. It's a work of art. You want to buy it. How much is it?
I think it's $29 on Amazon. But what I was going to say, just one thing, a good friend of mine who was an artist for 29 years put in about 15 to 18 full-color unique pieces of artwork. So it really is like an heirloom piece of art. And I think you'll really like that part of it, too.
Yeah. And those of you in the sales business that are watching this show today, on the last day of the month, knowing that business closes in a couple of hours, wherever you are, I just want to thank you.
Good.
And taking a little break out here and watching this guy with all of his heart, and Adrian with all of his heart, try to exude kindness into the world, that is really, really heartwarming for me that you're watching this. And that includes you, Lisa Grossman, and Curtis Broom. Because I'm telling you, you got a million things to do. You've got giant businesses. And paying attention to us is probably the last thing on your list. But I'm going to tell you one thing right now. I hope we're giving you a soulful break. You love Lisa Grossman. You're in Texas. That's where Lisa is, Adrian.
I know. Only like 5 hours from her.
But okay, drive
home. I'm in the same state. Right. So, Greg, you have such a big heart for, you know, really that personal development and the whole soulfulness that underpins being successful in business and being successful as a networker. Where does that originate from for you?
Well, I do like sales. And this is the last day of the month, and we have closed probably 5 or 6 or 7 or more sales today. So I did door-to-door encyclopedia sales in California for 14 years. So I understand the commission idea and how to really say, okay, let's take something and not only have a dream, but execute. So I love execution. But my whole life has always been in search mode, Adrian. When I was your age, which is, you know, many, many years ago, I would travel. I would go around to different countries. I was in India. I was in Nepal. I was in Afghanistan, for God's sakes. And, you know, always in search of what's the truth? What's the meaning of life? And there comes a point when you search for it, you will find it. And what I have come up with is my definition of success. And my definition of success is remain and always be in a state of well-being. When we do that, we can add kindness. We can unify. We can do the things that we need to do in this world. Stay in a state of well-being. And I can go further on that, but I mean, that's the general idea.
I met the most amazing woman today from England. And I talked to her on video. Her name is Vicky Thomas. And she's got something called HIT, HIT-talks.com. And basically what her whole supposition is, she's going to change the world in 8-minute TED Talk segments. And because she's got research that proves that 8 minutes is where learning occurs. And then all the way to 18 in a TED Talk is where feeling occurs. But this woman is so much heart. I just can't believe it. She's beautiful. I met her via Robert Kiyosaki, via J.W. Wilson, and she's changing the world. And we're going to get her on here. But I'm really happy that she's watching from England, watching you, because we are all so connected. And if we let that connection occur versus doing what we're all trying to do, which is agenda and positioning, if we just let the universe feed us, we win, right?
Yeah. Can I read a quote off of the back of my book?
Yeah.
Okay. And you might have heard of a guy by the name of John Muir.
Yeah, of course.
Right? Naturalist. And I ended the book on the back that said, tug on anything and you'll find it connected to everything else in the universe. I mean, that really is the key to networking. And we are all connected at such a level that sometimes we can't even imagine. It's so magical.
One of my best friends is a guy named Chad Williams, and he lives in Indiana. He came up here from San Antonio as a result of a guy named Sean Murphy. And he lived in the parking lot behind here for a year and got his life straightened out on a multitude of levels. And then he went back out to Indiana. And watching this guy connect with people via me is unbelievable. Because I don't care where your station in life is. Most of you know somebody that can do you some good, because most of you know me.
Does that make sense?
Well, I think it can.
It makes sense. Because I'm telling you, there's nothing I won't do for anybody, especially the underdog. And what you have to remember is that you know somebody. And you have to have the guts to love, 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 ask. And there's so many people that ask, and maybe love. That's backwards. That are users of people.
Right.
You've got to do that four or five times. You've got to love four or five times before the ask. But if you guys get into that, where you're making a contribution five times more than you're asked in life, you're going to win. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And Adrian told, I said a little bit about my commitment to personal development. There's a book written by Napoleon Hill. And many people don't know what that book is. It's a lost classic called Think Your Way to Wealth. And it discusses the 17 principles of success by Andrew Carnegie. And one principle is go the extra mile. And that's exactly what you're saying. You got to do more than you're expected to do. You got to do more than you personally expect yourself to do. And when you do that, success is a natural byproduct. It just is.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Richard Gaylord Briley?
I have not.
See? Norman Vincent Peale's ghostwriter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I know him. So the point I make is every name he drops, I try to drop a name on it. Because I'm telling you, the name of the game, all of you are connected at levels you're never going to believe. If you've just got the ability to bounce out of it, read this book, The Power of One Business Connection. Read The Power of Who. Harvey McKay exemplifies that. But the name of the game is you've got to have the boldness to make the ask with integrity. And where the integrity shows up in the ask is the five nice things that you did before the ask. Does that make sense? And that could be just a follow-up or a touch. But you've got to show people, number one, that they can trust you.
Right.
Number two, that you love them. Number three, that they're safe with you. And number four, that they belong. And I promise you, everything's going to shift and they're going to be in your camp. And if one of those is broken down, I'll guarantee you're not going to make the transaction. It's that simple. Is that cool enough?
Yeah. No, I like it a lot. And, you know, I do think that in my book I talk about, you know, we're not here to create relationships. We're not here to, you know, just get to know people. We're here to create advocates.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Tom, I'm an advocate of you. I'm an advocate of you for a lot of reasons. One reason is you're just fun to hang out with.
You kicked me out of the last time. Oh, wait a second. You're a lion sack. The last time there was a meeting, it was in the middle of COVID, and Adrian and this guy were sitting in this room. They're like 10 feet apart from each other. I come blowing in to kind of bless them both. And the guy looks right at me and goes, you know what? We're never going to get anything done with you here. Get out of here. That happened. Do you remember that day?
I do.
Thank you very much.
But I did it in a nice way.
It was,
right? It was very nice.
So kind.
But yeah, listen, advocates. Like, Adrian, I'm 100% advocate of you. I'm an advocate of what you do, of your vision and what you're accomplishing. And, you know, let's just work together. And when we do that, you know, it's kind of like a quote by Jim Rohn. He would end his seminars many times by saying, let's do something remarkable together. We're already doing remarkable things, but what can we do remarkable together is just hugely powerful.
And so true. And it's remarkable how it's easy to underappreciate your ability to create those kind of advocates, right? Because somebody may not even be somebody that makes sense to be a customer of your business, whatever that is. But if you treat them the right way and if you give them the track to run on, so to speak, you know, people will, they just want to be a part of something. They just want to be seen. They want to be valued and they don't necessarily need to be paid. Right? That might not be the thing that they're really looking for. They're looking for connection. They're looking for recognition. They're looking to be a part of something bigger than them. And I have been blown away by the number of people that go around talking about contact mapping all the time because they feel connected to this cause. And sometimes I'll even go and find out that they don't even really use the app themselves, but there's something about it that they're just so passionate. And it like
funny.
That baffles me, but it just shows you that you really can create these advocates in whatever business you're in, that they will go and beat down doors for you that you could never have beaten down yourself, and they don't want to be paid. They just want to be loved and seen and cared about, right?
Yeah. No, that's exactly true. Napoleon Bonaparte once said, men will die for ribbons. I don't know if you ever heard that. But a lot of times you don't know what people want. Sometimes they just want recognition. They want a platform. And that's what my mission right now is to create a global platform where people can connect with opportunity, where people can connect with powerful people. And that's really what I'm doing and we're doing right now. And it's just exciting.
And what we like about it is we believe like you are LeBron James in about the fourth grade. And we're happy that we glommed onto you at such a young age, even though you're not a spring chicken biologically. Your business is at this point where I feel like it's right on the launching pad. And what we can contribute to you and what you can contribute to us is magnificent. So 1 + 1 = 10. I was on the phone with my buddy Taylor Ware yesterday, and just a bright, bright guy. And the entire conversation was the same conversation as this. How can we make this world better? And I love people like that. This is a kid. He's a kid like Adrian. And to see these young people grasping the important part of life versus what I missed. I was just chasing money. I was a despicable human being. Well, I was just getting to the end of my drinking when I was Adrian's age. In that final 3 years until I was 37, horrible things happened. But I'll tell you one thing right now. Watching Adrian be this person, watching his sister Courtney being that person, watching Taylor Ware, it warms my heart because I really believe with everything going on in the world that it's brought us back to what's important, and that is human connection. And these kids are leading the way.
No, you're exactly right. And when I said that earlier, it's like a global reset. And it's not just resetting human dilemma. It's not just resetting human drama. I mean, think of all the pollution and all the things it's solving right now because of the lack of, you know, we're creating a better world in a lot of ways.
We got to take a break. We're going to come back right after this for the final segment with Greg Petri and Adrian Chenault. Stick around.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at safeplacesusa.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We've got Greg Petrie right here. We've got Adrian Chenault down in San Antonio, Texas. And we are changing the world with love, with compassion, with doing things the right way to include everybody, to exclude no one. You need to interview people every day. Western State College, grew up in Gunnison, Colorado, wrestler. Great guy, has a cabin up by Eldora, doesn't take his wife there, has hummingbirds, unbelievable.
Wait a minute, why don't I take her there? That's
because she doesn't want to go. So at the end of the day, you need to find out everything you can about the person across from you or next to you that's not on Facebook or social media, because the next time I see Greg, I'm going to ask him how the hummingbirds are. He's going to swallow his cigar. He's going to start crying. He's got 14 hummingbird feeders around his little cabin because he loves them so much. And no one knows how much he loves them but me. And I'm telling you, that's going to be the difference maker. Wrestling in high school, that's the difference maker. You couldn't find that with a microscope on any of the social networks. You only find out when you ask the questions. It's a beautiful thing. It works, and I'm telling you, we love you, Greg. You're a big, 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 big difference maker.
Well, yeah. Again, you know, I want to do something which is have a global footprint, and I would say if you have organizations anywhere in the world, those are good connections, business organizations, progressive organizations, positive organizations. Connect them to me. Connect them to Adrian. You know, like yesterday I was talking to the director of the Broomfield Chamber, Adrian. He wants to meet you. You know, they don't even know anything about it. So there's so many people who don't know about this. Let's get them involved. Let's get them these connections and track these connections. And you've heard it many times. The fortune is in the follow-up, and that's what contact mapping does.
And contact mapping, the app, just won some big award. Didn't it, Adrian? What was it?
Yeah, we were named with a group called App Samurai that are just these amazing people on uncovering the best apps out there. And we were number 7 of the top 50 or so apps to be watching in 2020. And really? So it was really cool to be, featured on that list. And big honor. So that was pretty cool.
That's real cool.
That's very shocking. Did you have to pay the guy or anything? Or was it just,
I just told him there was a wire on the way and he believed me.
So exciting. The name of the game, everybody. And just do right. Just do good things.
Right.
You know, people say, Tom, what's your job? I go, network marketing. What's your passion? Alcoholism and drug addiction. What's your legacy? Contact mapping.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what I believe about me.
Right.
Contact mapping, drugs and alcohol, helping people. Pop my eyes open at 2:00 in the morning. I fly out of bed. Just a few minutes ago, we were talking, and I said, I was talking to a guy this morning at 4 a.m. He goes, what were you doing up at 4? I go, that's when I get up. But that's what I do. I get up so early because I can't wait to get out of bed. I can't wait to get to watch the sun come up. I can't wait to get the day started. Wow. I'm going to be 69 years old tomorrow. I just timestamped this show, by the way.
Yeah, no.
At the end of the day.
No evergreen.
Yeah,
sorry.
At the end of the day, that, you know, what's your grandfather doing? I guarantee he's not popping out of bed at 4 o'clock in the morning, waiting to go to work. And that's what you want your life to be, man. I have meaning, and that's a good thing. I can make a difference. I'm not smart. I'm not deep, but I'm committed to communication and kindness, and I'll take that any day of the week, right?
Well, I think you might be smart, and you might be deep. I really do think there is that possibility.
I don't.
You don't want to verbalize those limitations. But, you know, I just agree with you. I agree with you. You're doing good things, and one of my favorite quotes is by the 14th Dalai Lama, and he said, "My true religion is kindness." All we have to do is practice that. Practice it not just in the way we act, but practice it in the thoughts we think. I think that's even more important.
I have a friend named Stan Harris. I have a friend named Les Brown. And now I have a friend named Greg Petrie that can pull a quote out of the sky about anything. We don't even know if it's true. But the fact is, you see me just look over there to see where the quotes were written? He's probably got invisible ink here. He is schooling me on the quotes. I have no idea what he's talking about. Yeah, very, very cool stuff, Greg.
Yeah, and so a quote by Tom Chenault. I am smart and I am deep, right?
Yeah, there you go. That's a good quote. I tell you this. My quote is, I'm 69 years old, and it has now been 47 years since somebody looked at my report card. People don't care how smart you are. They care how kind you are, how loving you are, how much you care about them. That's what people care about, not your money, not your intellect. That, and I'm going to stick with that story all day long. You know, next week we've got Kim Kiyosaki on the show. That's going to be unbelievable. The following week we've got Larry and Taylor Thompson on the show. That's going to be unbelievable. I just heard about a debate maybe coming down between Taylor Worre and Troy Dooley that we might air around BDCs, business development agreements. And that's kind of exciting. So we've got a bunch of stuff coming down the pike. But I'll tell you, if you do anything today, go buy this book, Be the Backroad Guide to Personal Investing. Get this book. And this is a good little coffee table book. And for sure, go buy The Power of One Business Connection. You can buy it on Amazon or you can buy it on his website. But whatever you do, connect with people. Show them your heart versus your wallet. Show them your heart versus your report card. Show them your heart versus literally everything, right?
I mean, that really is it.
If we all did that, on every country, every continent, every place, there would be no strife.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see y'all later.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now. and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.